You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Good morning, church. It's so great to be with you this morning, and we're going to come around the Word of God. Truth in times of confusion. We're in a world at the moment where we're experiencing confusion all around us, and there is such a great need. Such a great need for truth. Truth in times of confusion. And as we come around the Word, we're going to see how it is that the Spirit of truth today is truth into our confusion. Let's turn to the book of John this morning. John chapter 14, verses 16 to 17. It says, "The Spirit of truth, I will talk to the Father, and He'll provide you another friend so that you will always have someone with you. And this friend is the Spirit of truth." The Spirit of truth is the Holy Spirit this morning. Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth. And what this word truth means, it describes something, someone who can be depended upon. Somebody that is trustworthy and reliable and true. The disciples could rest assured that the Holy Spirit would never deliberately conceal information from them that was vital for them to know. You are Jesus' disciples today. The Holy Spirit will never conceal truth from you because the Father in heaven wants to reveal truth to you in your times of confusion. For all of us today, if we're going to experience real, supernatural Christian living, we must all come to a place of surrender to the Holy Spirit. He is always trying to guide you. He was always trying to direct you. He's trying to counsel you. Even when we're not listening, the Holy Spirit of truth is on the inside of you, speaking truth into your life. This morning, we are in a world on fire with information, but what we need is we need the truth of the Holy Spirit this morning. The Holy Spirit wants to guide you into all truth to bring freedom into your life this morning. The Spirit of truth will cause you to perceive what the Father is saying to you. That's a great amen this morning. The Spirit of truth will cause you to perceive what the Father is saying to you. You can know the heart of the Father this morning. You can have understanding of what it is that God wants to speak into your heart this morning, and He does it through the Spirit of truth. And we see this in the life of Paul. I want you to turn with me in Acts chapter 27, verses 10. To 25. So Paul warned them, saying, "Men, I perceive that this voyage that we're on, this ship that we're on, this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also of our lives." Nevertheless, the centurion was more persuaded by the helmsman and the owner of the ship than by the things spoken by Paul. How many times have we perceived from the Spirit of truth, His truth, only to be persuaded by human proficiency and human experience? The centurion believed the helmsman, the one with greater experience of sailing on a ship. He's the owner of the ship. What does Paul know? Paul's just a preacher. And Paul is perceiving that they're going to come into a great loss. But Paul says, "Hey guys, let's take a pause, for I perceive this voyage will end with great disaster and much loss, but also our lives." Because they listened to Paul, in the end, their lives were not lost. He perceived even before they reached Rome, but they had to go through the journey of will they listen to the Holy Spirit or will they turn aside? In Acts 27, verses 12 to 13, it says, "And because the harbour was not suitable to winter in, the majority advised to set sail from there also, if by any means they could reach Phoenix, a harbour of Crete, opening toward the southwest and the northwest, and the winter there." Verse 13, "When the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their desire, putting out to sea, they sailed close by Crete." When the south wind blows softly, when everything is going smoothly, everything seems to be in the right direction. It's conducive to sailing. Circumstances that support our decision. When everybody says, hold on to that investment, don't sell it, but the Spirit says, no, what is it that I have caused you to perceive in your spirit? What is the Spirit saying to you? What truth is He causing your spirit to perceive? He wants to give you truth. He wants to give you understanding. Is your heart open to perceiving what the Spirit of truth is saying to you? What does it mean to perceive? It means to interpret what the Spirit is saying. Word for word, to have understanding, to have knowledge that it makes sense to you, the leadings and the guidings of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of truth, He desires to lead you. You cannot depend on circumstances. He is trying to teach us to depend upon Him. In Acts 27, verses 14 to 15, it says, "But not long after, a tempestuous headwind arose called Euroclydon. So when the ship was caught, and it could not head into the wind, we let her drive." You know, this wind in the Greek, it actually means typhoon. They were sailing and there was this beautiful soft wind just carrying them along. But there arose this east wind. And in the Greek, it means it was a typhoon. It's the sort of wind that will take you off course. It interferes with your timing. It interferes with your journey of where it is that you're supposed to be getting to. The wind blew against their purpose, all because they didn't listen to Paul. The owner of the ship, of course, he would have known better. The helmsman who was driving that ship, of course, he would have had a greater understanding. But Paul perceived that they must stop. Otherwise, they would come into great loss. And now this east wind was blowing against their purpose. What is it that Paul had perceived? Because it was the Spirit of truth, and understanding was being made known. It says in Acts 27, verses 21 to 22, "But after long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, 'Men, you should have listened to me and not have sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. And now, dear men, I urge you, take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship.'" Paul said to these men, "You should have listened to me." Paul, a prisoner, telling the helmsman, the ship's crew, and the owner of the ship, "You should have listened to me." You know, that's the place that God wants to bring believers to this morning. Paul did not condemn them. Let me tell you, when you come with the Spirit of truth, the truth is Jesus Christ, and He is full of grace and truth. So when you hear the truth, it should always come with grace. That's why Paul said to the men, "Stop, take heart, listen to me." Paul did not condemn them. Because the truth, who is Jesus Christ, is full of grace and truth. When you speak the truth, you must speak it in grace and truth. When you hear the truth, you must hear grace and truth, because that truth and that grace is Jesus Christ. In Acts 27, 23 to 25, it says, "For there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, verse 25, take heart, men, for I believe that God, it will be just as it was told to me.' And there became a change in these men's hearts. There became a surrendering to what they were hearing Paul say to them, that they would arrive alive. They were hearing that Paul was perceiving from God, because he had to get there, that those men would get there safely too. Their journey still had challenges, but when they listened to Paul that second time, that third time, their hearts surrendered to his words. You see, your surrender allows God to take control of what is a storm, and by his authority of his word, makes it calm. I want you to know this morning that the Spirit bears witness with your spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. What is the truth? The Word of God made flesh in his Son, Jesus, full of grace. Jesus is all truth. He's all grace. And through the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, it's he who makes a reality of the truth into your life. So what lessons can we learn in this journey of truth with the Holy Spirit? And I want to highlight three lessons that I have learned as I have been walking alongside the Spirit of truth, who guides me, who counsels me, who comforts me. And I've learned that as I surrender to him, he makes his ways known to me. The Spirit of truth will guide you through hard truths. It can be hard to face the truth. For the helmsman and the owner of the ship, it can be hard to face the truth when Paul, a prisoner on the ship, is saying, "Hey, I perceive that we're going to come into a storm. I need you to listen." It was hard for the helmsman. It was hard for the owner of the ship, who knew more, to stop and listen to what it was that Paul was perceiving. It can be hard to face the truth. At 29, I had set my course to go on one way, not realizing this day the Holy Spirit would guide me into something greater. And it was a conversation that happened at 29 years of age, where the Holy Spirit came to me. I was having a prayer time, wanting to seek God, and I had my agenda, but I heard the Holy Spirit interrupt my agenda, interrupt what it was that I wanted to do, and said to me, "Naomi, there's something that I wanted to speak to you about." I knew straight away that when the Holy Spirit said that he wanted to have a conversation with me, I knew exactly what it is that he wanted to talk about. He wanted me to perceive. He wanted me to understand truth from his perspective about a certain trauma that had happened as I was a teenager. And it was truth that I desperately needed to hear. And he said these words, "I want to speak to you about what happened to you when you were a young child, when you were young." And I knew exactly what the Holy Spirit meant. I knew exactly what he wanted to say. And I had this conversation with the Holy Spirit. But don't think that we come to these moments where we don't find it hard to face the truth. because this was pain. This was trauma. This was trauma that I had locked away for many, many years. This happened to me as a young child. And now I'm standing here as a 29-year-old having this conversation with the Holy Spirit. And He's wanting to bring something that I had kept down in darkness. And He wanted to bring it to the light because God wants freedom for your life. And I said to the Holy Spirit, I don't want to have that conversation with you. Do you find it hard to face the truth? I know I did. Three times the Holy Spirit came to me and said, Naomi, I want to have this conversation with you. And by the third time, I could not resist His love any longer. I could not resist His compassion, His mercy, His grace, His counsel any longer. His love was flooding that darkness with life. And all I could do in that moment was surrender to that grace and that mercy, who is the Spirit of truth. And I had a conversation with Him. Do you know that even when you find it hard to face the truth, the Holy Spirit, who is the counselor and the comforter, guides you to Jesus, who is all truth. It was a 3-minute conversation with the Holy Spirit, and I was completely set free. Do you find it hard to face the truth? I encourage you this morning, press into the Spirit of truth, who is the Holy Spirit, and He will take your information and He will set you on a course to Jesus Christ, who is all truth, and that truth shall set you free. Trauma twists your emotions, that when you're faced with an invitation to talk, it feels like confrontation instead of an invitation. But the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, the one who comes alongside you, your guide, your counselor, comforts you and leads you through another way, a better way. My marriage was healed. My emotions were healed. My whole trajectory changed because of that one conversation with the Holy Spirit when I faced the truth, grace, and mercy. Psalm 51, 6 puts it like this. I know that you delight to set your truth deep in my spirit. So come into the hidden places of my heart, my heart that aches for truth, and teach me wisdom. I want to share with you today that it is God who desires you to perceive His truth in your innermost being. Lesson number 2, the Spirit of truth will direct you through your confusion. Amen. To find freedom, to find hope. When you don't understand, know your confusion will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and His grace. You know, as the men's journeys went on, the men began to perceive like Paul, but it did come with struggle. And I look at Asaph, one of my favorite characters in the Bible. He was a man, a worship leader, and he looked at the culture of his world. He looked at the injustice that was all around him, and it says that it pained him greatly. Psalm 73. Verses 16 to 17 says this, when I tried to understand it all, this is Asaph's words, when I tried to understand it all, I just couldn't. It was too puzzling. It was too much of a riddle to me. It was too painful for me and it troubled me deeply. But then one day, I was brought into the sanctuaries of God, and in the light of glory, my distorted perspective vanished. This was Asaph in a time of confusion, but when he walked into the sanctuary of the Lord, when he walked into the presence of God, every single confusion was laid to face in the truth and the light of His glory and His grace, who is Jesus. The greatest role of the Holy Spirit is to guide you to truth. the truth of Jesus himself. And when you know this truth will set you free. It has set you free. The Holy Spirit takes our information. He takes our confusion. He takes our distress and he leads us to Jesus. And where we didn't know, we can perceive because of the Spirit of truth. Psalm 119, verse 105 says this, truth's shining light. Truth's shining light. He guides me in my choices and my decisions. The revelation of your word, God, it makes my pathway clear. But whose truth do we value today? Whose truth do you seek? We see this in the conversation between Pilate and Jesus. In John chapter 18, verses 37 to 39, it says this, "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king? In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. And everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" retorted Pilate. And with this, he walked out. Jesus hands Pilate the opportunity of the ages to answer his question, "What is truth?" Then he walked away, not waiting for the answer. Incredible irony, because he had the perfect embodiment of truth right in front of him, and he let the answer of truth walk right away from him. John chapter 8, verses 32, speaks into our spirits with these words, "For if you embrace the truth, it will release more freedom into your lives." Lesson number 3. The Spirit of truth, or he desires to minister through you. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27, it says it like this. These words, listen to this scripture. "These words I speak to you. They are not incidental additions to your life, homeowner improvements to your standard of living. They are foundational words, words to build a life on. And if you work these words into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who built his house on solid rock. Rain poured down, the river flooded, a tornado hit, but nothing moved that house. It was fixed to the rock." I had this moment where the Holy Spirit was causing me to perceive truth, but it wasn't just for me. Men and women, disciples, this morning, God is calling you to perceive what the Holy Spirit is saying so that you can perceive truth, that you can minister it to those around you. And I had this experience when the Holy Spirit was ministering truth to me, but it wasn't for me to hold on to. It was for me to minister this truth. I was in a connect group one night and the presence of God came upon me. And I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, "Sarah, Sarah, Sarah, I'm calling Sarah, Sarah." And I knew exactly when he said the name Sarah, I knew who Sarah was. But Sarah was in another country. She was in India and I was in Australia. But right where I was hearing, perceiving that the Spirit wanted to speak truth into the life of Sarah. And weeks later, when I went to India, hearing him calling her name, he kept saying to me, "Sarah, Sarah, tell Sarah I'm calling her." And when he was telling me this, I was experiencing the presence of the Holy Spirit. I was experiencing grief where I was sobbing and I was crying and I didn't even know what it meant. And then it moved into joy where I was laughing. It was unspeakable joy where my heart was filled with hope. And I was wondering, Holy Spirit, what does this mean? What is it that you're trying for me to perceive about Sarah? It wasn't until that I met face to face with Sarah and I said, Sarah, I have a word to you from the Holy Spirit. And when I was face to face, it's like the rest of the story, the rest of the conversation started to become clear in my spirit, and I could speak that out to Sarah and minister God's truth to her. I said, Sarah, God is calling you just like he called you 20 years ago. He's calling you again, but just not that you can have this experience. Not that you can just have this intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, but Sarah, the church that you are ministering to, they need to know this truth. They need to know the work of the Holy Spirit in grief and how it comes to you in joy. You know, it was only last week that I spoke to Sarah. Months had gone by after this had happened. And I spoke to her and I said, Sarah, what did this mean to you when the Holy Spirit said those words? And she said to me, Naomi, I thought God had forgotten me. I thought he hadn't remembered me, and my heart was experiencing such grief. And when you said those words, when I heard the Spirit of truth, that grief lifted off of me and my heart was filled with joy and hope. The Spirit of truth desires to minister through you this morning. You have the hope of glory in you, and it is Jesus. We must learn to trust the Holy Spirit's leadership and do what he instructs us to do. He is our Spirit of truth sent by God to help us, for him to help us and others. It requires our ears. It requires our hearts, it requires our trust, and it requires our obedience. Surrender to the Holy Spirit this morning. And I leave you with this scripture, John chapter 14, verses 25 to 27. I am telling you this while I'm still with you, but when the Father sends the Spirit of holiness, the one like me who sets you free, he will teach you all things in my name, and he will inspire you to remember every word that I have told you. I leave the gift of peace with you, my peace, not the kind of fragile peace given by the world, but my perfect peace. Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. Instead, be courageous.